Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Peter Brown, Managing Director of Bagot Investment Partners. Good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Peter, cryptocurrency is all over the news again these days. It's kind of beyond a financial story. I think it's a political story. It's a cultural story too. A barometer maybe of broader trends in the world. So crypto as an asset class lost a quarter of its value in a month in October, November. I think a big chunk of that on what they call 10-10 in crypto, wasn't it? The 10th of October.
Yep.
Donald Trump, who loves crypto, he promised to be the crypto president. This week, his son, Eric Trump's crypto business, lost 40% of its value in 30 minutes during the week. So this is wild stuff. So for starters, how would you describe crypto simply to people? And do you take it seriously as an asset class?
So I certainly take it seriously because it's kind of, there's an exercise going on here to get a digital currency, right? And it's been going on for a long period of time. Now, it is the Wild West. There's no question about it. It is an asset, right? Because if you invest in it and make profits, you've got to pay capital gains tax on it, right? So it's an asset, okay? Now, is it an investable asset? No, it's not, right? And because investing is about buying value things that appreciate over time. That's what investing is. It's a calm, multi-year way of growing wealth. And it has been so for well over 100 years.
Best left to the experts?
A lot of people are good enough at self-investing, right? Okay. A lot of people. And the really nice thing about investing is the maths is your favour. If you walk into a casino, it isn't. If you've got a bookie account, it isn't. Investing, the maths is your favour. Quality assets appreciate over time. So when you're investing, you have to do silly things to lose money. I know that sounds crazy, but that's actually a reality.
So the house is actually waited for you.
That's the great thing about investing. Okay.
So crypto then is not investing. Is it gambling?
So crypto is pure gambling. Now, just to talk about the volatility there, look, in October, in January this year, Bitcoin was 100,000. In April, it was 73, right? In July, it was 100,000, right? In December, it was 73. And when your researchers called me about this piece, it's now 90. We're sitting here.
Okay.
So it is crazy volatile.
Okay. So this is gambling essentially, yes.
Well, there's a lot
like you can lose a lot of money, but you could gain a lot of money as well.
That's the thing, and what's made it so attractive is the fact that if you take Bitcoin back at 1,000, right? If you bought Bitcoin at 1,000, if you still had it, it was 100,000. You're 100,000. So that you can't do that with an investing portfolio. It's just not possible. There's not that level of volatility in it. But the real difficulty is not if you've got a small portion of it in your portfolio, it's a very volatile asset in there, and it just impacts on the rest of your portfolio. So if it falls 30%, the whole portfolio is down 3. If 10% of your portfolio is crypto, so it just doesn't go into investing portfolios. Now, the fact that somebody can go online, right, put 1,000 into it and make 100,000 obviously makes it very, very attractive. But the real difficulty about that sort, that's more trading than investing. And the real difficulty about trading is not what to pick, right? It's managing it in running. That's where people come apart at the seams.
So when you get in and out, is it?
Exactly. So okay, you buy it at 1,000, it goes to 5,000, you think, oh, five times my money, and you cash it in. Right, and you think that's brilliant, and then it goes to 10,000. You think, oh God, I'm missing out here, and you put the money back in at 10,000, and then it dips down to 5,000, and you've lost 50% of your profit, and you go, oh God, you know. And it's that journey that people are not—they're not programmed to be good at. Right? If you're in a professional dealing room, there's a massive support around you to say, look, hold that. That's good. Keep going. Don't cash it out now. Keep going. Keep going. Now take some profit. If it dips down to there, get back in. And you've all that professional expertise around you.
So people on their own will tend to panic, will they, if it starts to fall?
People on their own tend, right, to cash things too quickly, right, and then run losers forever, right? And that's your default position. So if you've got a portfolio of stocks and one of them goes up 10%, you think, well, I'll take my profit there, and the other one's fallen 50%, you've still got it. You've still got it because you just can't take a loss. Right. Professional traders are brilliant at taking losses.
Come back. Okay, right. So there's a school of thought, isn't there, that crypto speculation is very attractive to young people. Yep. So Gen Z say the social contract, the promise of being able to buy a house, get a pensionable job is gone. I'm never going to be able to do that. I'll gamble on crypto. It's my only hope.
Yeah, and that was brought out by when Bitcoin went. If you look at Bitcoin's history, right, it was very, very attractive. And you had the potential of making multiples, like, you know, buy 1,000 and make 100,000, make 100 times your investment. That was very attractive. You can't buy Bitcoin at 90,000 and expect to make 100 times your investment. That's not going to happen. So Bitcoin, the upside of Bitcoin is nearly now balanced with the potential downside.
Okay.
If you made 50% on it, you could probably lose 50% on it. So that multiple of how much you could make has disappeared. Now, there's 10 to 20,000 coins and they come along all the time. And which one to pick is an absolute
10 to 20,000 types of coins.
Types of coins.
And can literally anyone just state in the morning, I'm putting a coin out there and if people are willing to buy it,
No, because it requires a massive amount of capital and a significant amount of time, right? Without getting into the detail of how they program it and how they create them, things like that, it's just not possible. You need a massive amount of capital to launch a coin.
Okay, so of the 10, 20,000, like, are people investing in all kinds of random ones, or are there...
People are looking for the next best one.
Yeah.
Right, is like needle in a haystack. What's the next best one? And, of course, what tends to happen is, if you're not professionally in there, and that's your livelihood of just trying to find the next best coin, by the time you find it, right, it's already massively up, right, and probably going to head massively down. And you're in late, and you'll get a loss. So, for people sitting at home, it's not possible to find the next best one. When you see it roaring,
you're going to be
diving in at what we call the moron phase. Is when all the people
the
around the street.
Phase. Okay, yeah. Okay. So you don't know something that no one else knows.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And come here. Tell me a bit about the Trump's involvement in all this. Like, why did Eric Trump's crypto business fall 40% in half an hour during the week? What are all these movements?
Okay, so what affects crypto? What affects crypto, right, is obviously there's a number of things. One is when the liquidity in the market drops, the riskiest assets suffer because people just go, well, I'm not investing in those now because there's not a lot of liquidity around, so I'm doing the solid assets. And the US government shutdown drained liquidity out of the market. So a lot of that is responsible for that 100,000 to 70,000 dip in Bitcoin.
So are you saying that if whatever goes up and down, say in the mainstream markets, that crypto will go up and down by a factor of 10 or whatever?
They're not correlated, right?
Okay.
Because the other things that affect crypto, one is the worry of hacking. Right, that's a clear worry. And there's been loads of hacking instances with regards to crypto. And there is genuine worry that quantum computing might hack them all, right? And they'd become worthless. Like, Bitcoin's no reason to exist, really. It could go to zero,
Okay.
So hacking is an issue as well.
Okay, let's remember that. It could go to zero. So, yeah. 30 seconds. I'm not going to be talking to you in 10 years' time and saying, I missed the boat and everything's crypto and suddenly traditional assets are worth nothing anymore.
You are talking to me after 10 years going, I missed the boat, unless you've got a million quid in crypto.
Okay, so boat already missed, but you would say don't try and get in the boat now to the man in the street.
It's a very, very volatile, difficult area where, I'll give you one last story.
Quick.
A guy rang me and he'd made a million quid in crypto sitting in his kitchen, right? And then he said, I lost all of it again.
Wow. Okay. Nerves of steel. Okay. Peter Brown, Managing Director of Bagot Investment Partners. Thank you very much.